William Preston Hall lost both of his parents by the age of 15. He worked hard to make a living, and from an early age, he found he had a knack for buying and selling horses. That skill brought him worldwide fame. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
William Preston Hall was born in 1864 on a farm just east of Lancaster, Missouri. His mother passed when he was 13, and his father when he was just 15.
He went to work for a farmer, reportedly for a dollar a day, and is bored, of course. When he was 15 or so, he bought his first horse. And after he bought his horse and worked with that farmer a while, he moved into town and got a job at a livery stable.
Jim Van Dyke shares the story from Hall's hometown of Lancaster, Missouri. Hall soon began buying and selling plenty of horses.
They say that he knew horse flesh and mule flesh better than just about anyone and could sit and look at a horse and tell you what his value was just sitting right there.
By the 1890s, Hall had become a major buyer and seller of horses in the country and the world. He was in business with his two brothers, and Hall established another large horse trading business in Richmond, Virginia.
When the Boer War over in South Africa started, he saw an opportunity there, and they opened an office in Cape Town, South Africa, shipped horses and mules over there, and supplied the vast majority of the horses to the British during the Boer War.
His overseas horse trading network kept expanding from there.
He also supplied mules to the diamond mines over there. Sometimes the diamond mines were a little bit strapped for cash, and so they would pay him in diamonds.
And those diamonds began to make Mr. Hall stand out.
He eventually got the moniker of Diamond Billy Hall. Once he had wealth, probably because of his very frugal upbringings, he got to be quite a dandy. He loved to dress in nice suits, and he always had a top hat on, and diamond stick pins, and diamond this, and diamond that.
But his business ventures and fame will continue to grow. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside, in Lancaster, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.